News with Mwanza Mwanakaoma.
And now the news in detail. The Zambia Police Service has recorded a total of 224 road traffic accidents countrywide during the Christmas holiday, resulting in 28 deaths. Police spokesperson Godfrey Chilavi says the accidents were recorded between December 24, 2025 and this morning. Mr. Chilavi said from the 224, 31 were serious accidents that left 64 people seriously injured, while 58 were slight accidents in which 94 sustained minor injuries. He has added that 112 accidents involved damage only, bringing the total number of casualties recorded during the period under review to 186.
Lusaka province recorded the highest number of accidents with 8 cases, followed by Copperbelt province with a 46. Other provinces recorded accidents as follows: Central 19, Eastern 17, Southern 16, Northwestern 11, Wapula 10, Muchinga 10, Northern 8, and Western 7. Most accidents were caused by human error. Excessive speed was the leading cause, accounting for 8 cases, followed by failure to keep to the near side, cutting in, and improper overtaking. During the same period, 902 road traffic offences were recorded, with 390,440 kwacha being raised as admission of guilt fines.
Some residents of Chawama constituency have commended the police for maintaining peace and order during the ongoing campaign period ahead of the by-election scheduled for 15th January 2026. Speaking in random interviews, the residents said the area is currently calm, with political campaigns being conducted in an orderly and peaceful manner. They have noted that the visible presence of police officers has helped prevent violence and ensured that political activities are carried out without disturbances. The residents have since urged members of the community to continue promoting peace and unity before, during and after the by-election, stressing that violence would only disrupt development in the area. Government has commended Mulonga Water Supply and Sanitation Company Limited for the successful restoration of water supply to parts of Lulamba Township in Chingola, benefiting about 5,700 residents following the partial completion of water distribution network replacement works. Water Development and Sanitation Minister Colin Zinzovu has noted that residents of Lulamba Stage 6 and Stage 7 had faced prolonged water supply challenges since 2017, largely due to an aging and dilapidated distribution network. He said the completion of the recent works marks a significant milestone in addressing these long-standing challenges and improving access to safe, reliable and sustainable water services. Mr. Nzovu has added that the restoration of water supply was made possible through financial support from the Government of the Republic of Zambia through the Ministry of Water Development and Sanitation, which released 500,000 kwacha towards the reduction of non-revenue water. This is according to a statement issued by Ministry Principal Public Relations Officer Prince Chiyuni. Government has pre-positioned relief food and essential non-food items in Nampula province to ensure a swift response to any disasters during the rainy season. Nampula province Permanent Secretary Prudence Kangwa says the move undertaken to the Department of Disaster Management and Mitigation Unit is in line with President Hakainde Hichilema's directive to enhance preparedness and protect lives. Mrs. Kangwa, who inspected relief supplies at the DMMU warehouse in Mansa this morning, disclosed that the province currently has 170 metric tons of rice in stock, while 300 metric tons of maize have been secured at Food Reserve Agency depots. She added that additional supplies, including 50 metric tons of beans, cooking oil and other non-food items, are expected to further strengthen emergency readiness. Meanwhile, DMMU Provincial Coordinator Abel Mapes said the province is fully prepared to respond to emergencies, particularly in hard-to-reach districts such as Lunga, Chienge and Milenge. This is according to a statement issued by the Lwapula Provincial Administration Public Relations Unit.
The Hot FM Business News is brought to you by Access Bank. More than banking.
Renowned climate smart agriculture expert Dr. Oliver Bulaya has expressed concern over a worrying increase in the use of highly toxic herbicides among smallholder farmers, posing serious risks to their health and well-being. Dr. Bulaya has urged farmers to avoid using harmful substances, particularly those containing paraquat, for weeding due to the extreme toxicity. He has explained that herbicides are classified by color bands, green, blue, yellow, and red, reflecting varying levels of toxicity. Dr. Bulaya has emphasized the severe dangers associated with red-banded herbicides like paraquat, which threaten not only users but also the wider ecosystem. He has called on the Zambia Environmental Management Agency, in collaboration with public health institutions such as the Zambia National Public Health Institute and the Zambia Medicines Regulatory Authority, to rigorously monitor the rising use of paraquat by smallholder farmers and assess its implications for public health and the environment.
Mismanagement of these substances can result in severe health issues, including chronic diseases that are already a concern in our nation. Therefore, safety must be our priority. We call upon the Environmental Management Agency, ZEMA, and other regulatory bodies envisaged with responsibilities of looking at the public health to vigorously evaluate herbicides entering our market. Research has to be undertaken to do with connections between paraquat and serious conditions such as Parkinson diseases.
The news continues after these messages.
Enjoy uncapped fiber internet at home or at work with Liquid Fiber. You can also get our SIM card to experience the same fiber speeds on the move with Liquid Data on the go. Call 400 or visit your nearest Liquid Telecom outlet to get started. Liquid Data on the go. Now that's speed. Terms and conditions apply.
The top international news.
Thailand carried out airstrikes on a disputed border area with Cambodia as officials from both sides continued talks to try and fighting. The Thai Air Force said it had hit a Cambodian fortified military position after civilians had left the area. Cambodia's defense ministry accused Thailand of indiscriminate attacks against civilian houses and injuring several people. Fighting broke out again earlier this month after a fragile ceasefire in July halted 5 days of intense border clashes. The BBC has more.
Malaysia's former Prime Minister Najib Razak has been sentenced to 15 years in prison, biggest trial yet to emerge from the massive corruption scandal at the state-front one MDB. The High Court pronounced the sentence hours after it found him guilty of abuse of power and money laundering in the multi-billion-dollar scandal. At least 8 people have been killed and nearly 20 injured in an explosion during Friday prayers at a mosque in the Syrian province of Homs. State media said initial investigations indicated that the blast was caused by explosive devices planted inside the mosque. Activists have held a protest in front of the Delhi High Court days after it suspended the life sentence of a former BJP legislator in a high-profile rape case. The court granted bail to Kuldeep Sengar, who was sentenced in 2019 for sexually assaulting a 17-year-old girl.